it's the Southside's own Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
There's a blast deep into the night and a two-run homer for Baez. And there it goes. Abreu massacres this ball to left center field.
Donna goes in motion left. Snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left. Angling. 25-20. Got a block for Brom. 50. 10. 5. Touchdown. 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 Don't win it. We're headed to Atlanta.
Trubisky's going to run it. And he is going to get a first down. How about Trubisky to the 42-yard line? Oh, my goodness.
In the ring. Steamboat's got him up. A slam. The player inside Crane 1-2.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What's up? And welcome in. You're listening to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. With open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. On Snapchat, snapjhood here on this Bear Down Monday. So glad that you are in with me. And don't forget that phone number. You're going to need it tonight. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We're talking about a Monday, and the Bears played the day before. It's a Bear Down Monday right here on ESPN 1000. We will hear from Jesse Rogers, a late add to the special edition of Under the Hood, because he's got some information regarding the Cubs and Theo Epstein. Kind of an impromptu press conference by Theo Epstein about some of the issues that are plaguing this Cubs team going into 2019. So we'll hear from Jesse coming up in an hour from now here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app at the GM meetings. He's got some information to pass along to us, so we'll kind of decipher what's going on with the Cubs and their direction for 2019 coming up in 1 hour from now right here on ESPN 1000. We also will always do Tales from the Hood, stories of sports, entertainment, everything else in between. So if you're not interested in Bad Bulls basketball, we're here with you with a special edition of Under the Hood with you until 10 here on ESPN 1000. Hope that you had a great weekend. I know that I had a great weekend because I'm going to tell you something. Whether it was college football on Saturday or the NFL on Sunday, this was a great, underline the word great, football weekend. Doesn't matter who you're rooting for or who you're rooting against. I thought that there was quality football from both college and pro. We'll dig into all of that in our two-hour framework here on Under the Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Okay, let's dig in. So we know what the story is because the Bears won. They beat the Bills 41-9. I want to address the yeah, but crowd. There is a such thing as the yeah, but crowd when it comes to anything. At your job, there is someone that is a yeah, but woman or a yeah, but guy. And what that is someone that will try to find the smallest little negative in a positive situation. Hey, boss gave us bonuses. We got Christmas bonuses. Yeah, but it could have been a lot more. Hey, listen, we've got some great things happening at our job. I mean, looks like that we're going to be paid a lot more with this increase because of this production. Yeah, but how come it didn't come sooner? There's always that yeah, but in your life, right? You always have someone, a friend, a colleague, someone is a yeah, but person. And there is a yeah, but person that is a Bears fan that you know. Because despite the Bears winning 41-9, there will be some yeah, but people that will look at that and say, well, sure, they beat the Bills. They're supposed to beat the Bills 41-9. But could you imagine a Bear Down Monday with me coming on the air talking about a Bears loss to a terrible Buffalo Bills team? Imagine what the tenor of the show would be then if the Bears would have played down to their competition. A 10-point favorite going into Orchard Park. Think about what that would have looked like if the Bears played down their competition. Because I think that you and I have already seen that this year watching the Bears, right? We did see the Miami game. We did see how the Bears could have been able to win that ball game, but they fell short. This is really the microcosm of the National Football League. If you watch games outside of just various football, you see this every Sunday. You see this every Monday. You see this every Thursday, where there's always a team that comes out of nowhere and beats you. As bad as the Raiders have been this year, how did San Francisco win that game last Thursday? How does that happen? Because it's a National Football League, you just never know. And this is what the league is. It's a league in which you just never know what's going to happen from week to week. There are maybe just a handful of things that you're sure about in the NFL. But other things that you look at in the NFL, it just kind of boggles the mind. How does this team lose to this team? How does this quarterback seem to underwhelm against this team? You just never know. Well, I just want to know, do you realize how difficult it is to win in this league? It is so difficult to win in this league. I can give a myriad of examples across the landscape of the NFL of how difficult it is to win. But when you have someone like Nathan Peterman on the other side as a quarterback for the Bills, and you see what is happening with the ineptitude of that Bills offense and defense, you got to be able to take advantage. And you want to be able to have sustained momentum going into bigger, more interesting matchups. The yeah, but crowd seems to get to me, because to me, if the Bears lose against the Bills, it's a whole different dynamic, isn't it? We're talking about a Bears team that, even though Khalil Mack is not on the field, they should be able to dominate. They should be able to turn them over. They should be able to get pick sixes. They should be able to run the football against them because the Bills are down. And the other thing is that you look at the schedule that the Bears have played, and there were opportunities for this Bears team to win more than just five games. But what I'm looking at is a Bears game against the Packers in which it was right there for the taking, especially after the first half. You think maybe they can be able to establish themselves, but Aaron Rodgers comes back out of nowhere and they win the ball game to the Green Bay Packers, beating the Seahawks in Monday Night Football, beating a Cardinals team they're supposed to beat, beating down a Tampa team that had nothing for them, especially defensively, for the Chicago Bears. We mentioned the Dolphins game. We mentioned the Patriots game, where there were some good things and there's some questionable things about the Bears in that game against arguably one of the best teams in the National Football League. And then from there, the Jets game, a game that they're supposed to win, they won that ball game, and the Bills. This time last week, we were talking about the Jets win, in which the Bears won 24-10. And there were some callers that called into our program that said, well, you know, 24-10, I mean, that just won't do. And my response to him is, well, is that good enough for that 5-3? Is it good enough for them to be in the Peach Bowl? Is it good enough for them to be in the Rose Bowl this year? How do you see them as far as the Final Four in college football? And the guy was completely confused by that comment. And the reason why he was confused is what he did is he looked at the NFL and he looked at the Chicago Bears with college football eyes. You don't look at NFL teams based on whether or not they can get to the Final Four, whether or not they get to the Super Bowl every single year. You'd like for your favorite team to be able to get to the Super Bowl every year, but you know, that's not blessed to everybody. Do you realize perspective is going to get me through this season? Here's why perspective is going to get me through. I'm the guy that said this summer that the Bears would be 7-9 this season. They're 5-3 already. Do you realize perspective tells us that 5-3 is like finding loose change in your couch cushions? 5-3 is just like, oh, I didn't know I had those extra half dollars or those quarters or that $5 bill that came out of my pocket. Or when you go into the dry cleaner, you go through your pocket and say, oh, I didn't know I had that 20. Thank you, God. Where'd that 20 come from? That's exactly what 5-3 for the Bears is. Finding loose change that you didn't know you had. As we talk about the Bears on this Bear Down Monday with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Imagine if the Bears were 3-5, where I thought the Bears would be anyway, because this was supposed to be a season of transition for everyone to figure out everyone else and to find out who can play, who can't play for Matt Nagy, and that way you can move forward, just like every other team in the NFL. It's very rare that you have a scenario in which a team starts off with a brand new coach or pretty much a brand new coaching staff, and all of a sudden you're just gone from there. You're just ascending in the right direction. It's happened for the Rams, obviously, but everybody's at the Rams. and for this Bears team, for them to be able to play how they're playing. And I want to make sure it's very clear, because if nothing else in this program, if you guys have listened to me before, I'm always going to give you honesty. And to the detriment of some teams and some general managers and some owners in this town, they don't like the pure honesty. Well, I was growing up in Chicago as a Chicago sports fan to be able to talk about honesty, because when you've lived as long as I have, I've seen what bad looks like. I know what rock bottom looks like, and I know what the mountaintop looks like when our teams play well. And what I'm telling you is that when I'm looking at this Bears team, yeah, 41-9, the win for them against the Buffalo Bills, but there's always room for improvement. That's not a yeah, but it's just reality. The one thing I will not tell you is that because the Bears won yesterday, that win doesn't matter. Or because they beat the Jets, that doesn't matter. Well, did you know before the season that the Bears would be better than the Jets? Did you know they were going to be better than the Bills? Did you know that for sure? Because none of us could say to another person, you know what, Matt Nagy in here, for sure the Bears offense is going to be a lot better. I mean, everything is predicated on personnel and scheme. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know, right? It's predicated on the production of the players on the field and how the scheme works on both sides of the football. And so nobody could tell me for sure Nagy's in, comes from a Kansas City system, for sure this is going to work out. Because one thing that is so polarizing in our city is trying to determine what Mitch Trubisky is. I will tell you in this week, I will tell you in Thanksgiving, I will tell you in December, I'll tell you in January. When I see a full complement of games from Mitch Trubisky throughout the regular season here to see what the Bears do, I can give you a better idea of what Mitch Trubisky is and what he isn't. Now, what we're going to do is, every single week, we'll talk about the things that he has done and things that he has not done. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. So, a number from Pro Football Focus. Mitch Trubisky was under pressure on 10 of his 21 drop passes. Okay? So when he dropped back, he was under pressure 10 of his 21 drop back passes. He made more mistakes from a clean pocket. So Mitch Trubisky was under pressure on 10 of his 21 drop backs, but he would made more mistakes from that clean pocket. His 131.2 passer rating under pressure was the highest of any quarterback that played on Sunday, while his passer rating from a clean pocket was 30.9. That was his lowest. His low volume of pass attempts helped widen the discrepancy. Now, that doesn't sound good, right? He was under pressure on 10 of his 21 dropback passes, but he made more mistakes from the clean pocket. Now, here's what you want from a young quarterback. Growth from week to week. Now, what you're looking at is through all three phases of the Bears yesterday, were able to come through and help the Bears beat the Buffalo Bills. At the same time, you want to see growth from Mitch Trubisky. I'm not going to tell you that he's garbage, and also not going to tell you that he's great, because that's not right. And as much as I will love to be able to just give you this hot take of what Trubisky is going to be in 5 years or what he's not going to be in 5 years, he still has to be able to catch up with this offense. There's no doubt about it. But I think that the thing that we should celebrate here, if you're watching this Bears team very closely, is that everything I've ever wanted from the Bears is to be able to have balance on both sides of the football. Sean's heard me say this many times about balance on both sides of the football, that if you're making plays on the defense, if you're getting takeaways like they did against the Bills, like they did yesterday, if you're making up enough plays by utilizing Jordan Howard properly the way they did yesterday, because Jordan Howard had 2 touchdowns, 14 carries, good for 47 yards. If you're utilizing the Anthony Millers and Taylor Gabriels and the Trey Burtons and utilizing these guys and being able to stretch the field with these players, now you're in the right situation. Now you're going in the right direction if you're the Bears offense. The Bears offense, I'm going to make it very clear, you know this, but sometimes somebody just has to say it. The Bears are not going to be Kansas City. They're not going to be the Rams. They're not going to be the Patriots. They're just not. Not this year. But what you're looking for is development and progress game after game after game. And I think that's only fair, because what were the Bears before Matt Nagy got here? We got to understand that. See, I think that whether it's media or fans, there's some that just want to move the goalposts to, well, if you're 5-3, well, why can't you be 11-5? well, see, the expectations have been able to raise the bar a little bit, but not to the point where, for sure, this is a deep run playoff team. Because you can't move the goalpost having zero expectations, and now that they're over 500 in first place, well, for sure this team is going to the Super Bowl, right? Well, I don't think so. Because I still think that you have to figure out who you are, because you have to identify who you are. The teams that you can watch in the NFL every single week, you know who they are. When you watch the Patriots, when you watch the Rams, when you watch the Kansas City Chiefs, when you watch the top teams in the NFL, you know who they are. Because you can, just like marketing, you know what they are in three words or less. With Chicago Bears football, it's a team that's just trying to find an identity. Because when Khalil Mack comes back on the field, you know they can make an impact. When Mitch Trubisky and the offense is able to click, especially when they're all healthy, man, you never know what's going to happen. And that's why we're in a holding pattern here with this Bears football team. I just don't know how there are some that want to be able to move the goalposts and say, well, if they're 5-3, they should be playing a whole lot better. Well, I didn't expect 5-3. I expected more like 3-5 coming into the season. But now that they are 5-3, I want to make sure that it's clear that coming up next week and next few weeks, I want to see the offense be able to get better. That's not a yeah, but. It's just that you see the numbers. And again, my expectations is not the moon. It's just being able to just get better every single week. Maybe it can lead into something. Maybe it won't. But I will not cast aspersions on 5-3 saying it doesn't mean anything. Because then, once again, you're looking at it from a college football standpoint. You say it's 5-3, so what does that mean? It means that they've been able to win enough games to be over 500. And also, something else that's very interesting about this, and something I did not expect, because nobody called me on it, nobody gave their thoughts on it, but I'm just going to tell you, looking at the NFC North, traditionally, whether it's locally or nationally, people will look at the NFC North and say, boy, what a tough black and blue division that is. You never know who's going to come out of that thing. But when you look through the old magazines and the periodicals on how people looked at the NFC North, you know what they said? Bears are going to be dead last because the Bears are trying to figure out who they are from an identity standpoint. But look at what happened here through the first eight games of the season. So the Bears are in first place in the NFC North, and that's cool because I didn't expect them to be in first place. And the Minnesota Vikings are 5-3-1. They have underachieved based on their roster composition. And then from there, look at the Green Bay Packers. See what they did against the New England Patriots last night? A heck of a ball game. But I think that the thing that we got to take a look at is, here's a Packers team that may have to switch coaches either this year or next year because the message isn't coming across where if you talk to a Packer fan, their level of expectation is always a Super Bowl. You can understand why it's always a Super Bowl, right? You got a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. You have a certain level that you look at when you are the Green Bay Packers. So you expect to be in the mix with a deep playoff run or the Super Bowl of the NFC. And the Detroit Lions, you got a head coach that's upset because reporters are not sitting up straight in their seats in press conferences. Matt Patricia using a pencil he never uses with that nest on his face at 3-5. And the Lions just be lining. They be doing the same thing they always do. Underachieve in 3-5. So now the Bears are able to take advantage. Maybe it's their schedule. Maybe it's because the scheme's working pretty well enough to win and with their offense. Their defense is carrying the way. And they're, again, a team that's just trying to figure themselves out. 5-3 is a great accomplishment through eight games. So, I mean, if you are a Bears fan, you'll take it. And now you just go week to week to see what's next. If you don't have the patience to watch a team try to develop, then you probably shouldn't be watching. You probably shouldn't be watching this game. You probably shouldn't be watching the Bears football every week because there's so many fans that want to be able to rush to judgment on social media to talk about exactly what the Bears are and what the Bears are not. And what I'm telling you is that that's a 5-3 team that's in first place. And I don't think you should have the goalpost moved on you and say, well, it's 5-3. Well, it's a faulty 5-3. Why is it faulty? I always think about the other side because it's one thing to just focus on your team and never look outside your team. I look at the NFC North and say, well, you know, now you're going to find out what the Bears are, because after being 5-3 and playing well enough to get to there, now let's see what they do against the Lions. And then the Vikings, a team that I had getting to the Super Bowl and probably winning it this year before the season started. It's the Lions, it's the Vikings, it's the Lions again on Thanksgiving, and then it's the Giants, and then the Rams on December 9th. So I don't think it gets any easier, but what I'm telling you is that when we look at what this Bears team has been able to do so far, it's not bad. It's not great either. Because when you look at the totality of what they have done offensively, Mitch Trubisky still learning on the job. And you would think 41-9, if you didn't watch the game, you look at the box score, you said, well, he must have lit it up. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But he has got to be able to get better every single week. And he can't turn the ball over. And he's going to have to get the ball out quickly, like we saw in Sunday Night Football with Rodgers and Brady and some of these other quarterbacks. He's going to have to learn that in this RPO system, it's quick. He's got to be able to establish rapport with his weapons. Defensively, got to get to the quarterback as often as possible. When Khalil Mack comes in, maybe that cures some of the ills for the Bears. But here's the thing. I'm looking forward to it. So, all right, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Eric, let's open the phone lines, and I want to ask the question, how do you feel about the Bears through the first eight games of the season? How do you feel about the Bears through the first eight games of the season? I want to get your thoughts on that. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Some thoughts now from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Chicago Bears, his thoughts on Trubisky's game against Buffalo. What stood out?
Honestly, I'll tell you this, and I said this to him on the bench. He's a competitive kid, and I could see you get that feeling. 46 plays, and we never got in a rhythm offensively. Some of that was by the game, how the game went. But I just told him to look up at the scoreboard. That's the only thing that matters. 41 points, we won, and that's all I care about. You have games where you don't always get in a rhythm. It was a weird game offensively for us. For just different reasons, but in the end, ultimately, we'll pull out some plays where we feel like we could have been better. We'll pull out the good plays, and we're moving on to Detroit.
Yeah, you're moving on to Detroit. We'll see what happens. 5-3, you'll take it. Now, here's what we're used to hearing. We're used to hearing from a coach that really doesn't have any answers. It's kind of like what Coach McDermott from the Bills. I mean, from that other side, he talked about how the defense, how they played and had troubles against the Bears.
Defensively, I think we gave up 191 yards, something like that. And look, at the end of the day, we got to keep them off the scoreboard. And I thought at times they gave us a chance to do that. And, it comes back to complementary football. You guys have heard me talk about that before. You've got to play balance in all three phases. And of late, we haven't done that.
What was the reasoning behind having LeSean sit for much of the fourth quarter?
Just looking at what they were doing schematically a little bit there on their side of the ball and taking a look at Murph as well and Chris.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. And you can understand why he wasn't happy, because they could not get anything established offensively with Nathan Peterman as a quarterback. And then you look at also how the Bears were able to get it done defensively. And it reminded me of coming to Lovie Smith stuff, right, when they were able to turn the team over, be able to score themselves. The offense can't do it, the defense can. And then you saw like a terrific play from Tariq Cohen on special teams. I mean, just every little bit counts. So, again, we're not trying to figure out if the Bears are in the top 5 or top 10 in the AP poll. We're talking about how a team can develop and get better. So, Eric, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. How do you feel about the Bears through the first eight games of the season? Coming up next, we'll hear more from Matt Nagy and also Mitch Trubisky, their thoughts as the Bears win on this Bear Down Monday. Jonathan Hood on Under the Hood.
Bears, NFL, college football, and you with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. You did.
ESPN app.
Straight ahead, Jordan Howard, touchdown for the Chicago Bears. And they score first here. Punching through in the second quarter. Juggled and eventually caught by Jason Crew. The ball comes out, and the Bears have it. It's a fumble and a takeaway. Jackson going the other way for the Chicago touchdown. Blitz is on, and Peterman's throw. And that's another takeaway for the Bears.
Leonard Floyd with a touchdown for Chicago. Jordan Howard has daylight. Jordan Howard bouncing inside into the end zone for a Bears touchdown. And we may see a quick toss here from Trubisky. He's going to throw it. And he does for a touchdown. Trey Burton.
Yo, 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 it's Bears Talk right here with Jonathan Hood. You know, Jay Hood. Call the show now, 312-332-ESPN. Yeah, Bears with you on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Highlights courtesy of Fox and Chris Myers. That deserves a wow as the Bears defeat the Buffalo Bills. And return your phone calls to 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just, it's like finding that $20 bill in your coat pocket when you take your clothes to the cleaners. It's like, wow. I mean, I didn't know I had that. And that's what 5-3 feels like to me with the Bears. The feeling that you're moving the goalpost and saying that, well, you know, median fans look at it and say, well, what kind of 5-3 is it? It's 5-3 through the first 8 games of the season, which is a surprise to me. Now, there's always room for improvement. There's no question about it because, and I heard, was that, Eric, is that Burton on there with Fred?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so Burton's on there, and he's talking about, he's like it, like some typical athletes that can't take critique or don't understand the enormity of being in a big market like Chicago. Yeah, there's always going to be question marks. Again, when you're in a big market in the National Football League, there's always going to be questions about the football team, how it can get better from week to week. You know, some athletes, they look at, when they get to the pros, like they should be cheered no matter what, like they were in high school or college, and that's just not how it is. We're in the pros. There's too much of a financial interest from fans, financially and emotionally, in these teams. And so the idea that he would recoil at media or fans and how we feel about the teams that we root for, it's typical, so I'm not surprised. Point is, though, is that on this particular program, I think my analysis is fair, in which, and when you're 5-3, that's not bad. Now, you want to find out how they get better every week. Does the offense get better every week? Does the defense be able to come together when Khalil Mack comes back? Again, there's question marks, but actually there's actually answers to this football team that's pretty good as well. So let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Mike in Park Forest with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Jay Hood? That was funny, like finding money in the cleaners of your coat. That's hilarious.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like you're going through your clothes and it's just like, oh damn. And so that's what 5-3 for the Bears feels like to me.
Yeah, and I see your point. I mean, for me, Jay Hood, I predicted before the season they win 6 games. Now I was before when they got Khalil Mack. Now I say, okay, well, Khalil Mack can win. He can dominate a game, get you one win by himself. That's how dominant he is. But my personal opinion, I am shocked that they are 5-3. I'm happy about it. But now it's like, for me, the rest of the season, show me. Show me that the offense can be consistent with Mitch Trubisky. I get it, you're a rookie. But the throws that you're supposed to make, now's the time you have to make it. You can't overthrow Taylor Gabriel, who's wide open, and you cannot underthrow and undercut, you know, when you're trying to fit that window and then get your wide receiver killed. Like, those type of throws he's got to make these next few weeks. And these next 3 weeks, I called Wild and Sylvie earlier. They were talking about Detroit, Minnesota. I'm sorry. I'm a realist. They're still not better than Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They're not going to split with Minnesota. It's just, I'm sorry. And I saw how this defense is starting to get back on track and getting healthy. No way. I do feel you should be definitely better than Detroit, because Detroit is helter-skelter. You should definitely beat them twice. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. You get 2 out of 3, and then guess what? You just roll the dice and see what happens, because you weren't supposed to be in this position beginning the season. Now that you're in this position, my question is more with the offense. I need Trubisky to start making the throws he's supposed to. Show me you can do it consistently. Show me you don't make, like you said, you can't turn the ball over against Minnesota. Right. You do, it's going to turn into touchdowns. Or when you play the Rams. I've seen that offense come from behind yesterday against the Saints, and I'm looking at the Bears' schedule like, oh, that's a loss. Ain't no way on God's green earth they're going to beat the Rams. Because, I mean, that's how it is right now for the Bears. As a fan, I'm happy they're 5-3 because it's close to my prediction. But at the same time, you still have to show us. Show us. Show us that you can do it consistently and beat a team like Detroit. You're better than them. So
well, here's what I'm looking at, and I appreciate your telephone call. Here's what I could tell you through the first eight games of the season, and that's the question that we have on the table if you're just joining us. How do you feel about the Bears through the first eight games of the season? Because after the win against the Bills, they're 5-3 and atop the NFC North in first place. One thing I can tell you is that in the NFC, we know that the Bears are not Tampa, and they're not San Francisco, and they're not Arizona. We know that you look at them, and they're not the New York Giants. So what I'm saying is, and this is something I've been using the last few weeks, is that now we're starting to look at the Bears in an accelerated rate, because it's coming out of nowhere here where I thought they would be 7-9, and 5-3 is pretty good at this point in time. I don't expect a collapse from this football team, but I do want to see, just like you, I want to see how this team is able to get better every week. This is something they talk about all the time. So now I'm in lock and step with the team. When Nagy and when the players say, well, we're just trying to get better every week, that's what I want to see. I want to see how the Bears get better every week, you know, because that defense was already solid last year. And so now when Mac is able to return, especially if he's healthy enough to play, he can only accentuate exactly what they had last year. And we saw glimpses of that already this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing more. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Mike, I'm glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. We go to Marvin in Riverdale with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 on this Bear Down Monday. Hey, Marv.
Hey, what's up, Jay Hood? This is Marv from Riverdale. Hey, I like your analogy, like the other caller said, about the $20 drop, man. That's fun.
I mean, you ever do that? I mean, you just like, you go through your pockets and you're like, damn, where did I get this money from?
I remember sitting on the bus stop one time and it was raining and I looked down and stepped on the bus and there was $20 in the water. So I definitely know what that's about. Take it home and draw it and spend it. So I know exactly what you're talking about. One thing I did want to say was, I was paying on what you said. I agree with your assessment. I had them at 7-9, maybe 8-8 based on the schedule. I'm happy at 5-3 because I do go week to week. I do hear what the coaching staff and the players are talking about getting better each week, and I have seen improvement. I think two things. One, it's encouraging to see that every game this year that they've been in, they've been competitive. We didn't have that for a few years, and that's what I was talking with your producer about. We've had inept football for so many years. I think that's why the expectation is so high. And the second thing is, I totally agree with you about balance, but one thing I do want to say, I think the balance comes from coaching offense and defense, because what I've liked so far is, if they've been inept in the first half, adjust. How many years have we not seen coaching staffs make adjustments? They've made adjustments when they're not doing anything. You know, the second half, if they're not scoring points in the first half, second half come out, how many times have we seen a drive go right down the field and score right after halftime? You know, making the correct calls when, you know, instead of taking the ball at the beginning of the game, they defer and take it at the second half and come down and score. And it changes the whole complexity of the game. That's what I'm liking to see with the Bears. I think what Chicago should do is look at the model with the Cubs. I'm from the South Side. I'm from Riverdale. So, you know, I'm a White Sox fan. But I like what the Cubs did. The Cubs talked about their first day hiring the new coaching staff and the new management. They want to be consistent. I would be happy with consistency. I like to be in football games in November, December, rooting for the Bears, not just, oh, okay, well, they're going to lose. I can cut it off. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. No, I know exactly. So I know exactly what you're saying. I appreciate your phone call. I know exactly what you're saying, because meaningful football in November, December is great. And we haven't seen that in a while here. It's almost like this 5-3 has thrown people off, and they don't know which way to go. As I mentioned, the Bears are not at the bottom, and not right now. They're not at the bottom. They're not at the bottom anymore. And it's an unusual thing that when you have a football team that has a first-year coach and a lot of new coaching on this coaching staff, and then be able to make that trade going all in for Khalil Mack. Let me just make sure it's clear. I think you already know this, but I just want to be able to bring this out here on this Bear Monday. And that is that when you made that deal for Khalil Mack, that means that you are ready to win in the very near future, because the draft picks are not going to be there for you, especially the high draft picks, unless you trade for them. when you made this deal for Khalil Mack and when you went up to try to get Mitch Trubisky and they did in the draft, you were really mortgaging your future for the present. And so that meant that the Bears want to be able to compete in the NFC North now, compete in the NFC now. And I, you know what? That's fine. But you've got to be able to execute. That's a great plan. I don't mind the aggressiveness, but you've got to be able to win as quickly as possible. And clearly, the Bears are looking at direction 5-3. And so week by week, we got to see how the offense is going to get better. That's the thing. You know, it's an offensive league. I think that the majority of us were watching Sunday Night Football just to see the ball in the air, just to see the type of offense that Brady and Rodgers would bring to the table, because it is about offense. Yeah, we're watching the Rams in that matchup against the Saints because you want to see the ball in the air. And the same thing here. We want to see what this razzle-dazzle offense, how the Bears are able to get it done week in and week out. So Matt Nagy gave his thoughts on the win as the Bears beat the Bills yesterday.
All right, so I want to start off by just saying, you know, that was a great team win for us, all three phases. Obviously, stating the obvious is the defense. Coming out and just having the turnovers they had, two defensive touchdowns in the second quarter. I thought they kept constant pressure on their offense. Just played great. Special teams, field position, some great punts by Pat. Our guys on special teams going down there making good plays, batting the balls in. Cody made a nice 45-yard field goal. And then offense, I mean, we only have 46 plays, but in the first half, I thought we moved the ball when we need to. And then the thing that I think can get undervalued in this game is Mitch's ability on third and long in the first half to make some three really good throws to some receivers to get the chains going, inevitably for us to flip the field and then be able to score points. So I'm proud of our coaches. I thought they put in a great week of practice. Mentally, I thought our guys were strong all week, and then it showed on the field. They came ready to play, and that was great in so many ways.
So thoughts there from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Chicago Bears. Roquan Smith was targeted a team-high 11 times, allowing 11 catches for 100 yards, including 75 yards after the catch. Kyle Fuller at the corner, he saw 8 targets and allowed only one catch for 0 yards with 2 pass breakups and his interception. So a terrific performance by Georgia's own Roquan Smith as well as Kyle Fuller, the corner for the Bears. Back to the phone lines we go. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We're talking to you on this Bears and Bear Down Monday. How do you feel about the Bears through the first 8 games of the season as we go to Washington Heights? Here is Demond on ESPN 1000. Hey, D.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're both fine, thanks. Turn your radio down.
All right.
Well,
okay,
good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, well, first, I want to say the Bears played a great game. You know, I like them, how they played on all different phases of the game. The only takeaway that I kind of have from that is, well, how can I put it? Well, first of all, you know, I hope no one bashes me for this, though. You know what I'm saying? But
why do you care if somebody bashes you?
Well, because I'm a Green Bay fan. You know, I'm Green Bay all day, actually. I'm from Chicago, never been to Green Bay, but I love Green Bay. You know, I've been a Brett Favre fan all my life. So, you know, I like Green Bay, actually. And, you know, but the thing is that, you know, like I said, the Bears played great ball. I've been enjoying watching them, and, you know, they've really been impressing me. But the 5-3 record really doesn't really surprise me that much. What I didn't like, you know, my only takeaway from that game was I think they should have taken Trubisky out at some point once they were up, you know, in so many points, you know, on Buffalo. I think they should have put in, you know, the backup. Is it Chase Daniels, I believe?
It is.
And, you know, put him in and, you know, let him get some rhythm. You know, let him just see what he can do with the guys, because you never know, you know, if Trubisky, the guy that they're going to go with, you know, and I understand that they're still trying to bring him along and everything, but I still think you're kind of like jeopardizing him there because Buffalo does have a pretty good defense. So I was really saying that, you know, that they should have, you know, just taken him out maybe for the fourth quarter or, you know, midway through the fourth quarter and just put someone else in to let them get a little rhythm. But all in all, I think the Bears are playing pretty good ball. I still don't think that they're going to win the division. I do see them still going maybe 8-8 or maybe 9-7, but I still think Green Bay is still going to pull out the division.
Sure. All right, I'm glad you checked in. I appreciate your phone call. I think that when we look at what the Bears have done so far, it is surprising to some because no one, very few, had the Bears winning 10, 11 ball games or anything like that. Khalil Mack comes in, of course, that increases your chances to be able to be a better football team, especially on the defensive side. Now we got to find out week by week how this Bears team is going to be able to fare. So that's the whole thing. By the way, we will hear from Jesse Rogers on the Cubs coming up at the top of the hour. He's got some news regarding what Theo Epstein said about the future of Joe Maddon. That's coming up as you're listening to Under the Hood.
As I combine all the juice from the mind, heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000.